Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, everybody. To all of Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. It is hour two of the program coming at you on Facebook Live and our digital broadcast network. Rod Peterson here, Darren DuPont there. It is episode number 267 coming to you from the sweatpants capital. How are you? Still good?
I'm good.
Why are you in a sweater? Earlier on today, I was thinking, this is the perfect, it's finally the perfect temperature in here. It was like nice, cool, and breezy.
I know.
And now it's hot as...
It's getting warmer, yeah. The sweater's probably going to be off as soon as the show's over.
I was wondering, yeah.
It's kind of a, you know, dreary little bit of a day outside here. So I'm like, it's kind of the sweater weather kind of day outside. But in the bunker, it's always standard. Like, we could be shorts and t-shirts in here every day.
Glad the Rod Squad stuck with us here into hour two. It's always good news when our tech guy, Ryan, jumps out of the... his cage in the break and goes like this.
Yeah.
It beats the because last hour was live for the first time ever on Game Plus TV network, and he's given us the thumbs up. But last week when we were doing the tests, some of these guys, Bryn, Ryan, some things, we had some bumps, right? And sure. I saw the look on their face of just absolute panic and terror. And I'm like, I recognize that face. That is the face of the doctor when he tells you the oncology drugs aren't working. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah. I'm like, guys, it's not that big a deal. Until you face that other stuff, this isn't that. We'll get it figured out. And they did. It's the best team in the business.
Big deal, right?
But just it told me how seriously they take what we're doing here every day.
Oh, for sure.
Which is a really nice feeling. So coming up this hour, the voice of the Saskatoon Blades, Les Lazaruk, who I always refer to as an original Winnipegger, but I think he's been in Saskatoon long enough that he's actually a Saskatonian.
Yeah.
He's a Saskatoonberry. But he can still talk about Winnipeg things.
Oh, for sure. And he's very passionate about Winnipeg.
How about Lanny McDonald saying I was trash-talking the Flames? That, for me, that is a paddling pool of, I wasn't trash-talking the Calgary Flames.
No. did you say the Jets in four?
Yeah. It's a five-game series.
I guess it's a five-game series. I'm thinking seven.
Does Lanny know that? I didn't say it was going to be a sweep. Jets in four.
Yeah.
At least we're talking about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Feels so good.
We're getting closer.
And Jared Dumba coming up, our hockey analyst, too. I mean, I want to get to the CFL things. Although there's not, like, a lot of CFL to get to. Quick six show topics. Will there be a CFL season? That's our daily poll question for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Over 60% of you saying no. You don't believe that there will be. Point two, where will the bubble city be? We continue to hear Regina. We hear Winnipeg. We hear Edmonton if the NHL doesn't choose Edmonton as a bubble city for the NHL. And we're hearing Hamilton. Do you even want it in your town? Can't go to the games anyways. Does it matter? It would just be an ego thing, mm-hmm. I would think. Point three, the NFL... hasn't officially announced it, I don't think, but Associated Press came out this morning and said the NFL is cutting their preseason from four games down to two. Here's where we buckle up, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Point four, NHL hub cities. We continue to sit here. Hello, is this thing on? I'm waiting for my notifications because I'm told today's the day, just from what I see on TSN, that Edmonton and Toronto are going to be named the hub cities.
Hasn't happened yet.
No. Point five, which play-in round team has the best chance of capturing the Stanley Cup? You say the Florida Panthers. I think, what the hell, I'll just go with the Winnipeg Jets. I got everybody in Winnipeg all geeked up. They love that prediction.
Yep.
And then point six, Major League Baseball camps begin tomorrow. So I'm like everything, hoping for the best. What time did you say we got Les coming on? 11:20? Okay, well, I just want to just circle back on this. I don't know if this is true or not. I'll say this with the CFL. I had one guy from a team tell me yesterday, we're playing. It's happening, Rod. It's playing. Bubble City, it's a go. And I was pretty excited about that because I want them to play like you all do. 2 hours later, I'm talking to a guy from another team. There's no way we're not playing. There's no way. Too complicated, too costly. Not going to happen. And I trust both guys. One's going to be wrong. So I really don't know. So the players sit here and wait. They continue to not be able to pay their bills. Speedy B, Brandon Banks of the Ticats, saying, just tweeting yesterday, there aren't many owners like Bob Young. That's all he said, the owner of the Ticats. I took that to mean that Bob's paying his players during this time. And I wouldn't be surprised because that's the kind of guy that he is. Certainly opens. Do you see all the other owners will be mad at him going, Bob, what are you doing? Now we have to do that. That's how they think, right?
For sure.
You know that.
But that's what happened when this whole pandemic started. Remember, it feels like a decade ago that we were sitting here and Mark Cuban was saying, I'm paying my arena staff. I'm paying the janitors. I'm paying those support staff.
Right.
As opposed to cutting them. And so then every team, you know, was under scrutiny. NHL teams, NBA teams, NFL teams. Are you paying these people or are you cutting them? Are you laying them off? And there was more and more pressure and more teams said, we're going to continue to pay them. We're going to continue to pay them. And now that's trickling into the CFL. Players are upset. They're not getting paid. They've got families. And Bob Young says, no, I'm doing the right thing. I've got a little bit of money right now. I'm going to pay him. Now, we're assuming that that's what he's doing.
That's the way I read it.
But if that's happening, it's going to put pressure on all the other team leaders.
John Schmeiser's watching in Kansas City. He says, I don't care what or where the hub cities are. I just want an announcement that the NHL and CFL is resuming to play. Meanwhile, Brian Eitnauer writes in on the Facebook wall. He says, haven't they been announcing those hub cities for the last month? No, they haven't. It's the whole concept of fake news, dude. We would love to sit back and just wait for the announcement, but we're waiting and waiting and waiting. What channels are you watching? Because they haven't announced anything other than Orlando for the NBA. Nothing for the NHL.
No.
Or the NFL.
Nothing.
No, there's been no announcements, Brian. What are you watching? They haven't been announcing anything. Okay, so these are the topics on the table. Let's bring in Les Lazaruk, and we might keep him through a commercial break, which I hope he doesn't mind doing, the longtime voice of the Saskatoon Blades. There he is. Lester, how are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful, Rod, and it's good to see you guys, and congratulations on getting the show now onto the Game Plus network as well. Outstanding. I knew it would happen. I'm just hoping that it goes on for a long, long time.
So do we. Thank you, Les. And there will be a lot of WHL, NLL, CFL coverage that you don't see on the other networks, for sure. So you just heard the buffet of topics. What do you like on the buffet, Les? What are you filling your plate with? What opinions do you have?
Well, I don't know about the CFL. It just seems like there's too much animosity between the commissioner's office and the players for it to happen, no matter what would be good for the league. As far as I think the league itself, it needs to have people in the stands. It's a gate-driven league, and with that in mind, it's difficult to see the CFL playing if the provinces in the country are not going to allow for large outdoor gatherings. Even 50% of capacity is fine for some teams. It's what some teams get is 50% of capacity. But to have anything less than that really, I think, becomes very difficult for them. When it comes to the hub city announcement in the NHL, it is almost comical. I mean, the governments and the health authorities have daily COVID-19 updates. We're getting those updates from TSN every day. Today is the day we're going to get that hub city announcement. It doesn't happen, but we keep getting that update that it's going to happen. So I'm crossing my fingers with you, Rod, that indeed we'll get that hub city announcement today. And whether it's Toronto and Edmonton or Vegas somehow comes into the play or whatever the case may be, just get it done with here so we can start looking ahead and getting our calendars ready for when the season can get to start.
Lester, you and I have been around the block a few times, and I don't ever remember a year where, like, for instance, a guy sent me a tip on Las Vegas 6 weeks ago. He's like, Rod, report it because it's a done deal. It's Vegas. Go. Go. The teams are already booked their hotels. I'm like, I'm not reporting jack squat, man. But he was like, it's happening. It's similar to that report I got yesterday with a CFL from a team official. We're playing, man. Don't say anything, but we're playing. There's been so much wrong.
There's much that goes on.
Yeah, have you ever seen a situation like this where just nobody knows what the hell's going on?
Well, no, because these are extraordinary circumstances. This is a first-in-a-lifetime and hopefully the last-in-a-lifetime sort of a situation that I'm going to go through where a pandemic is involved and it changes. It's a moving target on a day-to-day basis, which means trying to make planning of any kind when it comes to scheduling, to trying to have a return to play, to doing anything with your own lives. It becomes even more and more difficult because things change. I mean, yeah, we're doing pretty good in provinces like Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta. BC, I mean, has done pretty well, but they have a doctor there, their chief medical officer, Dr. Bonnie Henry. She's going to be sticking to her guns and saying, look, we're not going to open up the things to large gatherings for quite a while. So that means that people like the Canucks, the Western Hockey League, the BC Hockey League, those types of people are kind of on hold waiting for the opportunity to have the large gatherings. When you take a look at what's going on in the States right now, with so many of the states reporting spikes in actual numbers, it makes it difficult for provinces like BC, who rely on the travel back and forth. When can you open up the border? When can you start having that free flow of traffic and the ability to have the types of lives and normalcy that you used to have? You can't. You can't make those plans just right now. So you have to wait. And people that are non-sports people are the ones who are ultimately going to make the decisions for those of us in the sports world. And that may be difficult. It may be frustrating as all get out for us. But that is the reality that we're working under right now.
Lester, you just nailed it, and that's why I think guys like you and me and Darren and the rest just need to, again, beat the drum for sports, because the people that aren't sports people are beating enough of their drum that sports isn't a priority and blah, blah, blah. That's all I'm saying. We just need to promote what we do here, because it's all of our friends and associates, really. By the way, Lewis Lawner writes in and says, someone got sunburned in Saskatchewan. Happy post-Canada Day from St. Louis. Right now, I am prepared to just call it a year and wait until 2021 in the CFL. So we got a viewer in St. Louis, Missouri, the Show Me State, Les, just checking in on that. Listen, let's talk about our favorite league, or one of them anyways, the Western Hockey League. I did get some tips on what hockey is going to look like, what the stands are going to look like when they get back playing in October, assuming that they do, and I'm hoping for the best there. It's going to be a pain for everybody. Do you know much about what hockey's going to look like this fall in the junior loops?
Well, it sounds like it's going to be every jurisdiction has to allow for at least 50% of seating capacity in their rinks before they will allow to be open. And it's not just something that is going to only happen in Saskatchewan. I mean, I've heard from teams that say that if they won't start unless the United States is involved as well, the teams in the U.S. division. No U.S. division because of the spikes in numbers right now. Nothing starts. So you're looking at October 2nd likely being a fairly ambitious start date. I want to be optimistic. I want to be glass half full on this. But when you take a look at what's going on down in the States right now, with the numbers spiking upwards in pretty much all states, including the state of Washington and the states of Oregon, where there are teams in the Western Hockey League, it becomes pretty difficult to see that that's going to end up happening. And again, we go back to BC, and they are so interlinked with those two states when it comes to the Western Hockey League. Can you actually have an interlocking conference, a schedule with those places, even an interlocking division schedule between the UBC and the U.S. divisions? There's talk that this thing may not start until November, and you won't start, and you'll start with games within division, not between the conferences. So there's so much going on. It really is a moving target. But I would think that you will eventually see, because it has to be, the Western Hockey League has to have people in the stands, just like the CFL has to have people in the stands in order to make a go of it. And if that's going to be the case, well, you're going to have to wait a while until every jurisdiction says you're free to go with at least 50% capacity. And I'd love to see it October 2nd, like the plan is right now. But I'm call me skeptical a little bit.
I know. Well, I just assumed, and I never said I was smart, we're just going to go to the Dub games. They're going to open the doors, and they'll just say, hey, go seat yourselves. Don't sit near anybody. And I just found that it's all going to be designated very strategically all around the arena. It's going to be very interesting. But this is best-case scenario, too, by the way. Let's hope that it happens. Unless for the people that love you in Prince Albert, and God knows there's a lot of them, and I love PA so much. How much are you following the new arena story out of PA? Because there's a lot of people been tweeting, writing us over the last couple days. So I looked into it. It's not a new arena for the Raiders from what I can see. It's two separate sheets of ice that hold 800 people each. This is not a new arena for the Raiders that I've seen. How much do you know about it?
two phases, apparently. In phase one, you're right, are two 800-seat arenas. But there is a phase two, apparently, in which there is plans for a new arena that would seat more people, that would be possibly a new home for the Prince Albert Raiders. So I think that, you know, you're not looking at anything that's going to happen immediately. It's not going to happen really quick. It's not going to be a part of the first phase. The city of Prince Albert is going to look after the majority of the city first when it comes to new facilities, be it for recreation, libraries, that sort of a thing. But it's the second phase, and I don't know when that's going to be, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, but somewhere down the road. And hopefully the Raiders can hold on, and the great community team that is there with Gord Broda as the chairman of the board is able to keep the doors open, keep the things going, and that eventually they might get that new arena and a replacement for the old favorite Arthauser Center down the line. I'm hoping I'm able to see that down the line.
Absolutely. Les, I think that's got it. What are you rocking for a shirt there? Is that a Huskies Under Armour shirt? What do you got on? Or is that Blake's?
Yeah, that's a U of S. No, it's a U of S Huskies football. That's a football-specific Under Armour shirt that I'm wearing today, and I just pulled it out of the drawer, and away I went. That's kind of the way it is.
I love it. I love it. By the way, from our viewers, John O'Flynn in Vancouver is watching. He says, Les, hearing and seeing him for the first time, good voice and level in his perspectives. Yes, that's why we're friends. We don't allow Rudy Poos on this. Yeah, Morley boys. Janelle Barkman writes in, and you know her. She's a big-time Blades fan. She says the Raiders and their fans deserve a new arena, and soon. And I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Les, good seeing you, my man. Stay safe up there and healthy, and hope we see you sooner than later.
I hope you're right on that. I would love to be able to say that maybe, maybe later this summer I'll pop down and we can maybe get that golf game in down at Deer Valley.
Yeah, you can smoke my butt on at Deer Valley for sure. Thanks, Les.
Okay.
Les Lazarek, the voice of the Saskatoon Blades, joining us from the Bridge City. Look, we'll pause. We're going to bring Jared Dumby in here. I hope you stick around, Dupes, for that. Zach's watching in Calgary. He says, question, why hasn't there been very much Sportsnet games for the WHL? Well, maybe Clark can answer that because he told us the other day he ruined it. We'll tell that story. Why there's not more WHL games on Sportsnet. We have our thoughts. We'll check the poll results, by the way, when we come back, plus a sports update. The daily poll question today is, given what you know now with the latest news, do you think there will be CFL games in 2020? We got a lot to get to. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live on Facebook and rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Now I feel we're getting into it. Special day today. Breaking news. The RP show goes national. We're getting some really nice messages from the Game Plus Network people. How well it went. Fast hour.
Oh, yeah.
Fastest hour in Canadian television. Maybe in television in the world. See you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain and noon Eastern there. The question came from the viewer, why is there not more WHL games on Sportsnet? Don Mitchell in Ottawa is watching. He says, because Sportsnet and TSN would rather show poker from Vegas than Canadian sports, i.e. Major Junior Hockey, U Sports, sad. It all does come down to the mighty dollar, right? It's cheap to put those prepackaged shows on.
Cheap, right? And if your viewers don't fluctuate a whole lot, then you got to go with what people will watch and what you know is safe and going to drive a little bit of ad revenue. You know, for the advertisers, they want eyeballs. And if the eyeballs aren't a whole lot different, but the money is to produce a live show, live sports, or pick up a syndicated, you know, poker game, the decision's pretty easy for the executives. Now, there's something to be said about investing and building it up.
Well,
TSN took that risk at one time with the World Juniors. But
yeah,
you get so big that it's harder and harder to take a risk.
TSN does junior hockey for 2 weeks out of the year.
Crush.
That's enough. Just ahead of Jared Dunbar, a hockey analyst, because I know you got opinions on this. A sports update. The National Football League will cut its preseason in half and push back the start of exhibition play so teams have more time to train following a virtual offseason made necessary by the pandemic. Players are still discussing with their union whether to ask for a cancellation of all preseason games, says the source. The pandemic forced teams to conduct their entire off-season programs via video conference, so teams will be gathering together for the first time when training camps open on July 28th, my brother's birthday.
Wow.
The National Lacrosse League announced its year-end award winners over the Canada Day weekend or break. Guess it's not a weekend. Earning the MVP award for the NLL this season was Shane Jackson of the Georgia Swarm. The Rookie of the Year was New York Riptide star Tyson Gibson. He was the first overall pick in last year's draft. New England Black Wolves goalie Doug Jamieson won the Goaltender of the Year award, and Philadelphia Wings head coach and GM Paul Dey received dual honors as Coach of the Year and General Manager of the Year. Kyle Rubish of the Saskatchewan Rush was named a first-team All-Star. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See you at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Energy Bars. Ben Cahoon, the Canadian Football Hall of Famer, is the Canadian sales rep for G2G Protein Bars. Seven delicious flavors. I have settled on almond coconut as my favorite, just
all right,
so you know. Don't touch them.
I never do.
Fresh, all-natural, healthy, delicious. RP Show viewers get 20% off by using the promo code RP Show at g2gbars.ca. Jared Dumba, thanks for sitting through that preamble. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You were part of our Canada Day celebrations yesterday, floating around in the pool with all the pro football guys.
Yep.
Felt a little bit like an episode of Ballers.
I'm good at floating.
I noticed. But given what you heard yesterday, and with the poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center with dealerships across the prairies, do you think there will be CFL games in 2020? What are you voting?
I mean, it's a total straight up guess. I mean, all you can do is just kind of go on what you hear, things you hear from guys that, you know, might know a little more than you do. And I don't know. My guess is leaning towards no now. I was leaning towards yes until about the last week or two. I don't know. I sure hope it does. That's for sure. But I don't know. Just some of the, and I don't want to say anything because who knows who's. I don't want to talk out of school. But
yeah,
it sounds like it's going to be a little bit tougher to get going than what I had thought previously. Anyway.
Well, what did the premier of this province say on Tuesday in his province-wide briefing? Oh, I have a large appetite to have Saskatchewan as a hub city for the CFL, but it's very costly and very complicated. So what are you saying? What are you saying?
Yeah.
Because it is costly and complicated. Are you going to write the check? Is Justin Trudeau? There's no right answer today.
No, there's not. There's not. You can say that you want to be the hub city and everybody wants to say they're doing their part and I'm doing my job, right? But until a check is written and cashed, it's hard to really have any weight behind those words, right? Yeah. I mean, I want to see the check cashed and cleared, and then we'll actually have.
And then I want to see him on the field.
Then
because
we'll see
even
him
then,
on the field.
Even then, one last thing: a lot of people writing in about what TSN's carrying tonight. I guess the 2019 West Final. I don't know why you would want to watch that again from a rider perspective. I can see why the Bomber fans would want to. If you want to relive pain, that's entirely up to you. I won't be watching. As a matter of fact, I'll be here broadcasting The Sim with Darren on this Facebook Live channel. BC Lions looking for their first win of the season at the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 2-0. Right here, CFL Sim with Doug Flutie's Maximum Football.
Ah, I just realized.
What?
With all of the Game Plus stuff, I haven't filled out my depth charts yet.
Me either.
I haven't filled out my spotting boards.
You got all afternoon to do it.
Yeah.
Not like you weren't
Nothing
busy.
Else to do.
Nothing else important. Let's talk about a video game. Okay, Jared, let's get down to it.
Let's do it.
That's why you're here.
Hockey, baby.
Where do we start? How? Can you answer my question? My fun.
What's this?
Point five of the Quick Six show topics.
Throw it at me.
Which play-in round team has the best chance of winning the Stanley Cup? And before you answer, Dupes has said the Florida Panthers, and I, by what? War of attrition, have gone with the Winnipeg Jets.
Winnipeg. Okay, so you're guessing who's going to get it?
Who has the best chance?
Who has the percentage?
We're not making odds in Vegas here.
Yeah. Okay,
we're not betting on
the numbers.
Is it Carey Price and the Montreal Canadiens?
I think I would bet all my money that Montreal's getting
all your money.
I would bet
all
that's
your money?
A lot of money.
I'd bet it.
That's a big bet.
I bet you. I don't know. I think the stars are going to align for Montreal. They haven't had that guy. He's French. You know, it's just the perfect fit. And I don't think Montreal's getting out of the first round. I don't think they're winning the play-in. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, hang on a second.
Timo, you said you don't think Montreal's getting out of the first round?
The question
you
is...
You picked them to win the cup.
The question... Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Which play-in team?
Yeah.
Because there are 16 of them.
Yeah.
Has the best... Of those 16 teams...
Yeah.
Who has the best chance of winning the Stanley Cup?
Oh, I thought you said who has the best chance of getting the... Oh, sorry.
Winning the Stanley Cup? This could be the Oilers.
I think Tampa's going to be hot. They have the good start to the season all the time.
But Tampa's not in the play.
No, they're a Tampa's top already, four seed.
The play-in the bracket. Play-in,
where's the guy with the subtitles? We need to write this down. Yeah, Cole?
I'm misunderstanding what you're saying there. For the best team from the play-in round? Yeah, I'd go with Winnipeg. I'd have to say Winnipeg. Who said Winnipeg? You?
Right.
Me.
Roddy said Winnipeg. I like Winnipeg.
Here's the team. Stop. Because in case there's more people confused, as you were with the question, there's 24 teams going to the playoffs. Here's who's not eligible for my point. St. Louis, Colorado, Dallas, Vegas. On the west, and from the east, Boston, Tampa, Washington, Philly.
Yeah.
Of the 16 other teams, who's got the best chance of winning the Stanley Cup? That's a big pool.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big pool.
With good teams, like the Pittsburgh Penguins are in there. And
some really good teams.
The Pens, like that. Well, that's the question right now is when you come off, we've never seen this type of a break. Coming off, who is...
too many hits to the head.
too many concussions. But, I mean, are the old guys going to come back? Is Marlowe going to be rested? Is, are Crosby and Malkin, are they going to be fired up? Or is it going to be too long of a layoff for the old boys? And are the young guys, is an Edmonton going to jump out? Is, how's Carolina going to do? It's so up in the air right now. I think it's going to favor some of the old boys, though. I think the longer layoff, Crosby and Malkin are going to be.
Everybody's saying that, and I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I can see the older guys popping a hammy real early.
That's the other thing.
Real early.
Yeah,
they've been playing with the like this. So
they're not the kids.
They've been playing with the kids all for the last 3-4 months, right? And and resting and relaxing. Yeah.
So our viewers. This is great. Steven Numedal says you've had too many hits to the head, and you probably have. A lot of people chiming in with the Oilers, people chiming in with the Leafs. The one thing I appreciate with Dupes is that while he's a Leafs fan, you're very open-minded to their chances.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they qualify in the 16 teams, and you're not even picking them to win the Stanley Cup. The Oilers fans are going to say, it's us, right? The Jets fans are going to say, it's us. No, who do you think? Not who do you want. It's two different things.
Very, very different. And, you know, for Toronto, they've got all the pieces, no doubt. You know, they've got a great team, but they've never been through anything yet. And every time they get into the playoffs, the first round, they've had to deal with Washington, and they've had to deal with Boston, and they've dealt over and over with really tough situations, but they've never shown an ability to get through those. They went around, they beat Columbus. Now all of a sudden, they've gone through a battle together and they've come out the other side, albeit a best of five series. But now I'll take them seriously. Win a playoff round and show me something. But until that happens, I look at Joel Quenneville in Florida, you know, the coaching. If Bobrovsky can get going, they've got some weapons up front in Florida. I just think that they're ready. I think they're ready to take the next step.
With the Leafs, I will say this, though. The one thing that a lot of people are looking at is saying, well, look at their defense. You can't win with a defense like that. You need the stat. Pittsburgh just did it a couple of years ago. You know, they didn't have a real great... Letang was out. They had Olimata and... You know, who else? So the Leafs... The Leafs a possibility. I just don't think they're ready yet. I don't know why.
Robert Kazikov writes in and says, Carolina and Blue Jackets are sleepers. Very possible. I have a feeling there's a lot of nervous teams going into the playoffs. And by the way, I guess we could segue this to the lottery. You just saw Robin Lehner's tweet, the goalie for the Vegas Golden Knights, about how some teams aren't even going to have a training camp, i.e., wink, wink, nobody wants to win in round one because then they'll be eligible for the number one pick, which he's joking. How much is there, though? Because I hear this out of Winnipeg. You can't think your team's going to go to the Stanley Cup and then turn around and want to lose to get Alexis Lafreniere. Pick one.
Yeah.
Right, like,
well, talking to pro athletes and football players yesterday, but I've talked to other guys too, and everybody says the same thing. If we lost that first game, or you know, and then that early in that second game wasn't looking good, I wouldn't be afraid to just lose out, you know, if we're going to get that first overall pick. So I don't know. Everybody says, well, guys don't do that because they want to win, but I don't know.
The players aren't going to give a rat's butt about the number one pick. And the players will decide what's going on the ice anyways.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a silly thing.
They're battling for their jobs all the time.
For whatever, yes.
Anything, yeah.
So Jeff Barry writes in and says, I'm worried the Oilers lost momentum with this layoff and really have a tough matchup against a Blackhawk team that has always given the Oilers a lot of trouble. I think everybody's starting even in the starting blocks. Everybody's lost momentum. Chicago's where they are for a reason. They're not that good.
No.
Everybody sees them as the Chicago Blackhawks. They're not that anymore.
They're not.
They're a
Kane
shell.
They got DeBrincat now. They're some decent young guy, but yeah, they're not ready to win.
But in a short tournament to have, you know, I mean, it's long. It could be a 5-round, you know, Stanley Cup playoffs if Chicago goes on a run. But to have that veteran leadership and guys who've gone through it, that's the, you know, lightning can strike twice. You know, it's a team that I'm kind of worried about that may go on, you know, a run, but they're not the team that they were. They're by no means favorites or look out, it's the Chicago Blackhawks. We all want to remember the best version of things, right? The, like you said, the best version of the Blackhawks when they were winning all those Stanley Cups.
Well, remember, Duncan
they aren't that.
Keith was the best defenseman in the league when they were winning.
By far.
He dropped off in 1 year pretty heavily. I don't know if that was some injuries and stuff that he played through. But, yeah, he hasn't been the same since they won that last cup.
Boston Bruins have a right to be upset? What are they mad about again? They don't have to play in the play-in. They shouldn't be mad about anything.
No, but the other teams...
Oh, they have to play a round robin for number one seed. That's why.
And they earned the number one seed. Sure, they did earn it. But I'd rather play a round robin for the seeding and play meaningful games than play glorified exhibitions or just training camp scrimmages and let these other teams play competitive games. And you got a team who just comes off a really good 4 or 5 game series victory. They're rolling, they're hot, they're in game shape, they played 4 or 5 games coming against Boston fresh out of training camp. I'd rather play a few games and finish second or third than just come off training camp and play a team who's been playing for a couple of weeks.
Do they have a right, Jared, in your mind?
Well, you have to make it about... I don't think they have a right. I think you have to make those games about something. Otherwise, you come back, and what do? Do you have guys maybe, you know, resting guys a little bit or playing differently? Or, you know, you want it about something. What if somebody gets hurt in those games? Of course, the whole media, everything would be about, well, why did they even play those? And now this good player's out for the rest of the play. Now if it's about something, somebody gets hurt, well, he had to play. I mean, they were going for first place. It's got to be meaningful games. I think they're doing it right.
Who has the best mustache in NHL history?
Well, of course.
Were you watching Hour 1?
Of course, it's Lanny.
Okay, who has got the number two mustache in NHL history?
Number two? Oh, George Parros?
Nice.
Off the board.
Yeah. From not old school.
He's got the old school.
Somewhat new school.
It looks like he's got one of those old black combs and puts it all, and it's just like stapled there. Like his is perfect. It never moves.
It's funny.
Punched 100 times, doesn't
it? Yeah. Sorry, Howell. Welcome to the squirrel that runs upstairs on the the never-ending treadmill.
We all got him.
Right. Well, I was just thinking about Lanny and his mustache. And then thinking back to the Battle of Alberta, the Hockey Night in Canada 6-on-6 goalie brawl, right?
Yeah.
Saturday night. And I'm thinking, somebody tweeting, sure glad the NHL brought in George Parros to keep control of this game tonight.
Right.
You know the players. You know yourself when you're down on the ice. You're not thinking about who's up in the press box watching. You can't. You don't.
No.
And that whole thing just ignited like. That seems like 10 years ago.
Yeah, you don't know who's in the... You don't know... You're not worried about the fans. I mean, I think the fans give you a little more energy. That's true. But even playing without them, yeah. You don't worry about who's in the stands or in the press box.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. But that's a whole different era, the mustache era. Like John Davidson, you know, guys like that. Yeah. It's just an older generation where they just so proud that they wear the mustache. And now, I mean... Of the young guys coming in, I mean, I think Austin Matthews had a mustache for a little bit.
A bad one.
Just looks like a dirty upper lip.
Dirty.
Yeah. Like, it's
creepy.
It is. Very creepy. That's my guy. That's my guy. But, yeah, nobody's rocking a real good one anymore.
Kelly McDonald writes in and says, Doug Sutter had a good one. Hey.
My old coach.
Sauter's probably watching right now from Oklahoma City. He's a regular watcher of my Facebook story. Jared... Tell not your best Doug Sutter story, because he coached him with the Oklahoma City Blazers.
Oh, there's so
but
many.
But one that you can tell. I like the one about the bus.
I'll tell you a good
in
one.
In the restaurant.
There was Doug. He had a million things going on in his head all the time. Like, you know, he was always focusing. You couldn't tell what he
head
was.
Head coach of the Oklahoma City Blazers.
Yeah, you couldn't tell what he was focused on. So the one year we're playing, and Dave Shields, a good buddy of mine still to this day, still in touch with him lots, he's sitting in the room and he gave up the puck, and they were an expansion team, and they beat us, I think, in overtime or late in the game. And Doug comes in it was a different team that beat us late in the game that we were supposed to win. Border City was a team in our league, and Border City had dropped out about a month before that. They couldn't make it. So Doug comes walking through after we lose to this other team, and Doug looks around, he goes, Dave Shields, where are you playing next? Where are you playing next week? I heard Border City's good this time of year, and he starts walking out, and then he remembers, and he stops. He looks around. He goes, and they don't even have a team anymore. But he was just always little quirky things. He was a character. I mean, he was the mascot of our team. We had the mascot was Doug Sutter in a big character.
So it was his head. I mean, of course.
Yeah, fun guy to be around. He's a character, that's for sure.
Scotty Clark's watching from Grand Prairie. He just says, New York Rangers could surprise. Young, talented, with decent depth. Shesterkin could steal a series, maybe two. I just saw this morning at NHL.com, the Rangers have not settled on a number one goalie yet.
They've got...
For the playoffs.
Three.
Three.
They
right.
got three who can play, who can start, and who could win a cup. And the third on that list is Henrik Lundqvist.
I would say if you've got three goalies, you don't have one. We got to come back and talk about tonight's sim and all of these topics. Jared, thanks for rolling in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2000. 2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the overtime segment. If you've noticed, you P1s would notice the switch up in the clock. We've got more breaks in hour one, but it's going pretty smoothly, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But now with 15 minutes left in hour two, which is a lot of time, we got no more commercial breaks the rest of the way. I have tweeted the poll question for Rockstar of the Day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, and this one's tough. Les Lazarek, the voice of the Blades, was here for a good time, but not a long time.
Yep.
As is Les's MO.
Oh, yeah.
Lanny McDonald already leading the way with 100% of the vote. And as Clark said, he gave us the very solid endorsement, Lanny did. Anytime you need me, give me a call. Pretty nice endorsement on our first day on national television.
They love us.
From one Lanny McDonald.
At the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if they talk about us around the boardroom table, but they love us at the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Clark would say, Prairie Jesus. Sprinkles. Poll question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, with all the latest news. Do you think the CFL will play this year? 65% of respondents saying no. But you do understand that they're just going by what they hear. I mean, if today Randy Ambrosi came out and said, we really think we're playing, we've got a great plan, Ottawa's on board, all of a sudden, those poll results just change. They're just going by what they hear.
Yeah.
On Facebook, 70% say no. The boys want the rock star bed fired up whenever you have it. It makes them feel safe. Thank you. Lanny McDonald still leading with 100% of the vote for the rock star of the day. And by the way, our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hakowicz, has sent me the depth charts for tonight's football game, Thursday Night Football, 7 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Eastern, CFL Sim Thursday Night Football, the 0-3 BC Lions at the 2-0 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Could there be an upset?
I don't know.
This is what Nelson says. Saskatchewan sticking with the same lineup. And why wouldn't they?
Everybody seems to be healthy.
You don't tinker with what's working. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right.
BC had a few players that had the same number. Oh, I don't think this is for public consumption. I'm going to read it anyways. He says, so I found the next closest number, i.e. Konar, Lynn, and Ladlar. So that's for us to worry about, not you. No real lineup changes for the BC Lions. Mike Riley brings his... what kind of hat do you think Mike Riley's going to wear into the stadium?
You know what? He's going to wear no hat.
Really?
He's going to show up in no
hat.
He's
going to change it up.
Rick Campbell maybe wear a hat, but no, they got to come in with a different mindset, reset here. And if they win, it might be the last time we've seen Mike Riley wear a hat. They win. Players are superstitious. A new Mike Riley might be born virtually.
By the way, we said the shout-out to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Craig Campbell's watching from the Hockey Hall of Fame. Good guys, Good show. Great to see Lanny on the show today. Thank you, Craig. Lanny's just a guy that it seems the sun shines on most days. If he was having a bad day, you wouldn't know it, right?
Oh,
he's just a ray of sunshine.
I know.
And thank you, Craig, for all that you do with us with the Hockey Hall of Fame. Our intern, Alan, the Asian sensation, writes in with the question of the day. Who's the halftime act? Clark, you want to handle that one? Guns N' Roses? He's working on it. Actually, he told me the act. Watch our social media feeds throughout the day. We'll have an announcement on our national anthem singer tonight and the halftime live act. And a big thank you to Alex Runyons, Kelly Bruce, and Tegan Littlechief, who have all performed through our CFL Sim broadcast, part of the RP Show Summer Concert Series. We're at 22,000 viewers so far for a darn football game, video game. It's awesome. Amazing.
It's so great.
Asian sensation Alan says it's Metallica. No, it's not, Alan. Stop. This fake news that's out there right now, like with the guy Brian Eitnauer in Hour 1 saying, I thought they announced the Hub Cities already. You could see why somebody would be fooled by thinking that they've announced the Hub Cities. You know, the public, and that's why I take what we do here so seriously and why I don't want to be influenced on what we say. I want to make sure what we're saying is right. Not what somebody wants us to say to influence people.
Yeah.
Because they're only really listening with half an ear. The guy actually thought they'd name the NHL Hub Cities.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you think that? Because it's in the news every day.
Yeah.
They haven't.
Right. It's... We don't want to necessarily go in and look at stuff. So I get an email and it says... Great start on Game Plus TV. And let's say it's from the network guys. I read it and be like, oh, awesome. When I got some time later on today, I'm going to go give that a good read when I get home tonight. And I got more time to dive into the email. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there thinking it's great. Meanwhile, the email says, great start on Game Plus. By the way, there was all these problems. It doesn't actually say that, right? I don't have that email. It's the same thing. What did we learn this morning? People only read the headlines. They don't necessarily go in and read the whole story.
That's the point. You got to be careful. When you're in our position, you got to be careful.
So the headline says, Vegas and Toronto are cited as NHL hub cities.
You believe it.
You think that that's been decided, it's final. The headline says that they're, you know, the story says that they're being discussed, and they're the two heavy favorites. But so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so, Edmonton, Vancouver, Montreal, Columbus.
Read the fine print.
Are also being considered.
Read the fine print.
You got to read the whole story.
John O'Flynn is watching in Vancouver. He says, BC fans will be flooding the views tonight starting at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Yeah, I'm excited about the broadcast tonight. Saskatchewan Roughriders, BC Lions. I think we were going to do it on Friday, and then Paul wanted to have a barbecue Friday night, so we moved it to Thursday. I think it'll be good views tonight. He cancels the barbecue, as Clark tells. Yes, but you know what? Paul is our daddy. What Paul wants, Paul gets. Right?
Yep.
To these topics before we go off the air. You know, I could sit and talk about the Sim stuff all day and the stats. Clark was saying that the players are all liking and reading. They want to see what's going on. The actual players.
Yeah.
Want to see where they rank in the Sim. Wouldn't you?
Oh, of course.
I can see why they do. But to real topics, let's just get down to it for a second. And I mentioned it in the Quick Six show topics. I'll say it. I'll end the show here in overtime on this. Bob Irving, the voice of the Blue Bombers, very upset that the NFL is even mentioned in connection with buying the CFL. A kid, J-Rod, he might be watching today, texted my personal phone today. Here it is. Rod, is it true the NFL is going to buy the CFL? I just heard.
We're guilty of fake news. We started all around here. No, no. If you follow the tweet... And you see our social media, but you don't watch the video, you don't read the article, then yeah, you might think that we're telling you that the NFL is going to buy the CFL. We're putting it out there as an option. It's our thoughts of what should happen. But you got to read the whole story. I see the clips all the time.
Well,
analyst in the States ranks the top four quarterbacks, puts up the graphic. But you don't watch the video where he explains everything, answers all the questions that you're tweeting him about.
This is the stuff that I think people enjoy talking about, and controversy sells. Monty Klassen writes in from Saskatoon. He says, I love overtime. This is why we get into this stuff. Zach Nelson watching in Calgary says, Bob is right. He's right about what? That the NFL will not buy the CFL or even be involved in saving the CFL? If you weren't watching in hour one, in 1997, the CFL received $500,000 per team for the National Football League. And at the time, Paul, does 1997 seem like a long time to you? Because to me, it seems like yesterday. Are we that old? We're that old. Okay. Well, whatever. Sorry for yelling at you. I stood at the news conference watching Tom Shepard announce this mysterious donor. And the reporters are hammering Tom Shepard, who is the president of the Friends of the Rough Riders Lottery. And they're saying, who's the donor? I can't say. Can you give us a hint, Tom? Yes, it's in this universe. Thanks, Tom. Kelly Bale, our viewer, writes in and says, what's there to buy? No CFL teams own their real estate. It's buying the business, Kelly. You get that, right?
Yeah.
So follow the breadcrumbs. The NFL podium up, let's say there were 9 teams at that time. I can't remember if there were. No, there were 8. So $500,000 per team works out to $4 million. It's not chump change. I mean, maybe to the NFL, I guess that it is, but it's not. And it was just, here you go, here's $4 million. Well, now the CFL is on record as saying they need $150 million. If the NFL rides to the rescue again, like they did in 1997, which I think Bob's forgetting, that actually has happened once. The NFL's going to say, what are we getting out of the deal? They're going to want something. And maybe it's, yeah, we'll save you, but we're going to own you. It happens. Now, talking with CFL people yesterday, they're saying that the CFL, big cheeses, the suits, aren't going to want to give up the control. This will never happen because they don't want to give up the control. And furthermore to what Bob's saying, if you go in and read his mentions, and I know to a lot of you I'm speaking another language, that's going to read the comments from people that were writing back at Bob. One guy, Tom Luzzi from Phoenix, wrote Bob and says, okay, what's your plan? If this is such a bad idea, the floor is yours. What's your plan? Now, I'm not throwing that at Bob. Tom did. But I think those that are saying, and Bob Irving's one, the CFL's been around for 100 plus years, it'll always be around, this is nonsense. I think that's a very flippant, I don't want to say ignorant because it sounds bad, maybe flippant take. It's more serious than people think.
It's way more serious than people think. It's okay to be romantic about the CFL and say you love it.
I love it too.
It's been around for a long time and I really don't want to see it go. And I don't want to see it become the NFL Canada. I don't want to see that either. Just because I suggested
it doesn't
mean I want to see it. But when we're talking about solutions, I can't say that because I love the CFL, it has to stick around and that's the only option. Because it's not an actual solution. I mean, if the solution is, I really think the government needs to step in and pay some money. The teams need to do a little fundraising and we need to scratch and claw to save it. Now you've got some ideas in place and some actual, you know, a path to saving what the CFL is now. But the other option is the NFL comes in with a check and, you know, grabs the brand and picks up 32 million more NFL fans in the States.
It's a different world now. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And why do I feel like I'm saying the same thing every day? Oh, yeah, because I'm saying the same thing every day. The NFL is growing. The CFL is shrinking. Instead of fighting these guys, let's join forces with these guys. You know, cliches, there's a reason why cliches stick around. They're true. Mm-hmm. If you can't beat them, join them. Right? NFL Canada is, there is one, by the way, already. Go follow them on Twitter. Go follow them on Instagram. They're a thing. They're coming in and eating the CFL's lunch. And have been for several years, and nobody's been paying attention to that.
Right.
They shoplifted. And nobody noticed. NFL Canada has. Why fight them? Because you know you're going to lose. Maybe that, it's stubbornness, it's ego. Nobody wants to wave the white flag. And I guess, hey, there are a lot of staunch CFL people. I'm not talking fans. Guys that are in the league right now saying there's no need for this. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
You weren't fine. That's all I'm saying, okay? You go, because I feel like I'm just banging my head against the wall.
And over and over and over and over. And it's, I mean, I want to see the league get saved, and I hope that it does. I really do. But it's just another option. So it comes all full circle to, you know, what's your idea? You can shit all over what we're talking about, but do you have an idea? You have to have an idea to bring to the table. And offer a solution. Whether that's fundraising, a check from the government, a handout, whatever, that's still a solution. People are quick to just toss your idea aside and just discredit you and discredit what people say without offering any, you know, any adding anything to the conversation or adding any options. I want to see more solutions, more options on the table.
Donald in Ottawa. Oh, it's sliding off the screen. Don in Ottawa says, if the NFL takes over, here it is, if the CFL becomes an NFL farm league, which the NCAA is, to be honest, then it'll lose its uniqueness, and that will be sad in my mind. Believe me, after having talked to a lot of football guys in the last 10 days, you don't think they'd like a buffer from the NCAA before they get to the NFL, whether it be the CFL, pro live reps, whether it be the Arena League? Saw the story the other day from NFL Europe. A fan in Amsterdam met Kurt Warner when he was playing for the Amsterdam Admirals. Made him a football fan. Why do we need to spell this out for everybody?
Right.
So the coaches want a guy that's been in pro football, taken live snaps, particularly at the quarterback position, but it helps for all positions. So, no, they would love their own farm league, believe me. But, I mean, everybody's got an opinion on it. I'm not saying we're right. Monty's saying, please get over it. So, play. Come on.
Yeah.
First, that's our cue.
Did you see his other one? Get off your high
tiger.
The tiger emoji. Get off your high tiger.
Get off your high tiger. Write that down. Make
he
that.
He was looking for the horse emoji.
Get off your high tiger. Jeff, the Stamps fan. As long as the CFL can maintain its integrity, I'm in favor of an NFL partnership. As they say in the business world, how would that look? Jeff's come a long way from where we started this conversation. Oh. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
10 days ago?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to go. It sounds like we got a lot of things to dabble into tomorrow. From Cal Filson, head scout of Seattle, and a new sponsor of the show with one of his businesses.
Yep.
He says the CFL is minor league football already. The league would get better with the NFL sending us players. Oh, you speak the truth. Tomorrow on a Football Friday, it's a big day. John Frenzy, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster. We're going to introduce Frenzy to the nation. Do you think they're ready?
I don't know.
It's coming.
If I don't know if the people over at Anthem are worried about their broadcast license.
The Don Cherry of football coming your way on Game Plus tomorrow. Lance Frazier, Saskatchewan Rough Riders great, former Dallas Cowboy. I believe he started 22 games in the corner for America's team. Brandon London, CFL, NFL great, and now a movie star. Brandon London. And S.J. Green, who Clark tells me answered immediately that he's in to go on the show. S.J. Green, one of the most electrifying players in the CFL in the last few decades.
Yeah.
We gone.
Very exciting.
Thank you, Rod Monroe. Great show, and thank you for watching. We'll see you at 10 a.m. We did it. Mountain on Game Plus TV Network and right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.